You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Qatar on Friday began paying the salaries of civil servants in Gaza in a bid to ease tensions in and around the impoverished territory. A total of $90 million will be distributed in 6 monthly installments of $15 million each, primarily to cover salaries of officials working for Hamas. The cash was driven into the Palestinian enclave through Israel late on Thursday by Qatar's envoy to Gaza, Al-Emadi. Qatar has also said it would hand out $100 to each of 50,000 poor families, as well as larger sums to Palestinians wounded in clashes along Gaza's border with Israel. In another Israeli-approved deal, Qatar has started buying additional fuel for Gaza's sole power station, allowing planned outages to be reduced to their lowest levels in recent years. The Israeli-authorized money transfer is part of a deal for Hamas to end months of violent protests along the border in exchange for Israel's easing parts of its blockade of Gaza, which has been enforced since 2007. Israel and Qatar are also negotiating to establish a sea crossing between Cyprus and the Gaza Strip as part of Egyptian-mediated talks. Despite the deals, there were still protests along the border on Friday in which some 12,000 Gazans participated. Palestinians threw several explosive devices at IDF soldiers and two men tried to breach the border before retreating. The army responded with tear gas and riot dispersal means. At least one Palestinian was killed and 37 wounded. During the protests on Friday, Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar denied there was a deal with Israel, but said Hamas was working with the UN, Egypt and Qatar to end the blockade. In another incident on Friday night, a Palestinian man managed to breach the Gaza border fence and infiltrate several hundred meters into Israel, setting a greenhouse on fire in Netiv HaAsara, a moshav near the border, before being caught. The man was not armed and was taken for interrogation by the Shin Bet. 6,000 high school students from Israeli towns near the Gaza border reached Jerusalem on Thursday following a 90-kilometer march in which the teens said was an apolitical effort to effect change. About 100 students began the march from Sderot last Sunday, picking up supporters from southern Israel and across the country along the route. They wore T-shirts reading, "Let us grow up in peace," and ended their march at the Knesset. Ro'i Rahaf of Kibbutz Mefalsim, a senior at the Shar HaNegev Regional High School, told reporters at the start of the march, "Our message is that we want change, enough of the current security situation. Since we were born, we've been living from one war to the next. We want to grow up on the Gaza border in peace. The change is in the hands of the leadership in Israel, and that's why we're marching to the Knesset. This is a journey to raise awareness of what's going on here the Gaza border, to tell our story of the teenagers who deal with the difficult security situation." On Thursday, police said they had sufficient evidence to charge Prime Minister Netanyahu's attorney and cousin, David Shimron, with bribery and money laundering offences for his role in one of the biggest graft schemes in the country's history, involving a $2 billion purchase of German submarines. Shimron represented the German manufacturer ThyssenKrupp in the sale and has been suspected of trading his influence over the Prime Minister in return for a hefty cut of the deal. While the Prime Minister was questioned as a witness, he is not a suspect in the case. Others to be charged in the case include former chief of Netanyahu's office, David Sharan, the former head of the Navy, Eliezer Maram, IDF Brigadier General Shai Brosh, former National Security Council Deputy Head Brigadier General Avriel Bar-Yosef, and former Minister Eliezer Sandberg. Police said there was insufficient evidence against another Netanyahu lawyer and long-term associate, Shimron's law partner Yitzhak Molcho, who has also been linked to the case. Reactions to the announcement were strongly worded. Zionist Union head Avi Gabay said the suspicions against Netanyahu's confidants amounted to treason. He said if the Prime Minister knew about their involvement, he must resign, and if he didn't know, he must resign, because he's unfit to lead our defence establishment. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid also said Netanyahu was unfit to lead the country in light of the case, even if he didn't know about it. Former Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon, who has accused the Prime Minister of involvement in the bribery scheme, said after the police issued their recommendations, there was no way that Netanyahu didn't know. He claimed that the fact the police were not considering Netanyahu a suspect, despite the involvement of his trusted attorney David Shimron, raised serious questions about the investigation. Netanyahu's ruling Likud party hit back at Gabayat and Lapid, saying in a statement, the attempts of the left to pin the submarine affair on Prime Minister Netanyahu have collapsed in the face of reality. Activists set up a submarine-like structure in Tel Aviv yesterday to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's link to the unfolding scandal. Protesters from the Zionist Union Party put up the structure at Habima Square in Tel Aviv with a sign reading, with Bibi, the country is sinking. Hamedina Tzolelet. Artist Itai Zelet erected a statue of Culture and Sports Minister Miri Regev, resembling Snow White in front of a mirror at Habima Square on Thursday morning. On Tuesday, at a meeting of the Knesset Education, Culture and Sports Committee, Deputy Attorney General Zana Zilber said Regev's Loyalty in Culture Bill, which threatens to strip state funding from cultural institutions that produce art seen as overly critical of the government or the state, poses real difficulties. Colleagues of Deputy Attorney General Silber on Friday said Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked's call for her dismissal undermined the independence of the Attorney General's office and prevented representatives of the office from doing their job. Shaked called for Zilber to be fired for criticising the bill. The Parliament's legal adviser, Ayelet Yinon, also said the bill was problematic and seemed to impose restrictions on freedom of speech. Yinon added that the bill faces significant constitutional hurdles. The legislation cleared its first reading on Monday, with 55 lawmakers in favour and 44 opposed. It must now head to committee before returning to the plenum for two more Knesset votes if it is to become law. On Wednesday, President Reuven Rivlin addressed a crowd of tens of thousands of Ethiopian Jews and their supporters gathered in Jerusalem to mark Sigurd, a state holiday since 2008 that marks the Ethiopians' yearning to return to Jerusalem and Zion. The president said, "We are brothers and sisters, and anyone who tries to undermine that has no place amongst the tribes of Israel." There are 135,000 Ethiopian Jews living here. About 8,000 Falashmura, who claim Jewish descent, most of whom have some family members in Israel, remain in Ethiopia awaiting permission to migrate to Israel. In October, the cabinet approved a plan to bring some 1,000 of them. However, the first and only Ethiopian family to move to Israel in 2018 arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport on Tuesday night, the eve of Sigurd. The family of Sintayahu Shafrao, 18, who represented Ethiopian Jews still living in Ethiopia at the 2018 Bible quiz and made it to the final round. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.